that would help keep them up too. And
where in the barn would you put this hay?
We had fixed part of the barn, what we call cribs, and that would seal it up around where the cattle couldn't, we'd have to put a door to these cribs where the cattle couldn't get the ears of corn and hay and so on and so forth out. And then we'd have outside shelters, and a lot of people would put what they call stalls, you know, wall up the outside, let it be dirt on there. You know, we didn't put no flooring. We always put flooring in the cribs, but we didn't put flooring in the stalls.
Mm-hmm.
You see this one out here?
Oh, yeah.
The hallway goes on through. That was so people could drive wagons or trucks between the cribs and could unload on either side.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever store hay in the upper part of the barn?
This is a small barn, but people made a large barn. A real large barn. That lower part was for the cattle, and they put all the hay in the upper part of the barn, a loft, up in the.
What if you kept hay outside?
Big barn.
What if you kept hay outside? How would?
Just out in the open.
Uh-huh.
It'd rot.
Did you ever see, what if you had too much hay to put in the loft? Is there any way you could keep it outside?
Well, there's some people that would pile it up, put a big post up and pile his hay around the post, and the cattle would eat that through the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But we never did do that. But there's a good many people did that would just have stacks of hay, you know, in different sections. Yes, there's some people would cover them, haystacks. I've seen them covered.
Did you ever see anything made with four poles and you put the hay in between these four poles? Something called a hay rack or something like
that? They call it a hay rack, but I don't know. I didn't know just how it sticks.
Uh-huh. You just heard the word?
I heard the word, and I have seen it, but I wasn't there. So many things on the farm, if you don't see it, you don't thoroughly understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't think about telling you I understood just how this these hay racks, you call it, was made, because we always tried to have places to put our hay, and I just never have had the dealings with these hay racks. We didn't grow as much hay as a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. When you first cut the hay, you know, and you let it dry, you'd rake it up into little.
Whenever you cut the hay, you let it practically dry, and then you rake it. And for the last few years, we've got the baling hay, but used to, there was no such things as hay balers.
Uh-huh.
In this community, it was, we hauled it loose, just would carry the mules and wagon out and just pile the wagon full of this hay and rake it off in the loft or in the crib, wherever we unloaded.
Did you have a name, though, for those little small piles of hay you'd rake up together and then you take your pitchfork and toss onto the wagon?
Just rolls of hay, all I knew.
Have you ever heard of a building or part of a building where you might store grain?
Store grain?
Uh-huh.
Such as what?
Have you ever heard of a granary?
I don't believe so.
Okay, you just had cribs and
things. Now, some people would grow sorghum, and they'd cut this sorghum green and put it, they would make holes in the ground and put it down some way, but that's another thing that I never did know just how they cured it. But anyway, there are a lot of people that grow sorghum for winter feed.
Uh-huh.